And the one thing I agree with my Democrat colleagues on is that for the last 8 months, this House has been poorly led. And we own that, and we have to do something about it. And you know what? My Democrat colleagues will have an opportunity to do something about that too. And we will see if they bail out our failed speaker.
Yeah, yesterday Matt Gaetz filed a motion to vacate the speaker, Kevin McCarthy, to remove him from that particular office, not to remove him from office, although that's been the threat of retaliation against Matt Gaetz, is that they might move to actually get him out of the House of Representatives entirely. He is, of course, our congressman from the 1st District of Northwest Florida and the center of attention right now in all the national political news, because on Wednesday we'll find out what this is actually going to come to, if anything whatsoever. But joining us now, a guy who's very closely associated with that particular music, used to have the afternoon show here on News Radio 92.3, Bobby Rossi. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, man.
Thank you very much. Great to be back on the Pensacola Morning News. This is way too early. I'm not happy to be back.
And by the way, just because I mean, we try to tell people all this, you know, as many times as possible, but there's probably people who didn't hear. You didn't leave the station. You just stopped doing the on-air because of some family scheduling conflicts, right?
Yeah. Just had to spend some more time with my daughter and everything, but I'm still at the station, still do a lot of work at the station and everything. So, yeah, I didn't leave.
Absolutely. So anyway, just for people who may not know or may not have heard and have heard you in the afternoon, and you fill in for me when I'm on vacation and do such a great job. I really appreciate that. But none of that has anything to do with why I had you on this morning. You and I were just texting about this whole Matt Gaetz thing yesterday, kind of back and forth, and you told me something that I had not known, and I thought it was fascinating, and the more I thought about it, I thought, well, instead of me telling it on your behalf, I should just have you tell it. What happened last November?
Okay.
Or actually, you know what?
Last November.
Given the, like, how'd you get there? Because there was a prior event that was kind of relevant to this when you were working in an entirely different market in Iowa, right?
True. So I worked in Des Moines, Iowa, and before the 2016 presidential election, so it was actually the 2016, you know, general election or primary, I actually stopped doing radio at the time, and I was encouraged by some local political groups to run for office. And they wanted me to actually run for Congress in Iowa at the time, and instead, I chose a battle I knew I couldn't win. I ran on principle. I ran on term limits against Senator Chuck Grassley.
So Chuck Grassley, who's been like 78 years in the Senate, right?
Yeah. So my campaign was like, look, he's been in D.C. since a year before I was born. Like, he's been there forever. And I'm like, so we need to have term limits and everything. So I primaried him, and I ended up dropping out even before the primary, because as when Justice Scalia was passed away or was murdered, whichever, the party asked me to step aside because Justice Scalia, because Senator Grassley's on the head of the Judiciary Committee and was trying to block any nominees and stuff. But so that was way back, you know, 2015, and so I just kind of left it at that point, you know, and I did radio in other markets and eventually came down here to Florida again and have been here ever since. So
what happened last November?
That's what happened in the past. All right. So then last November, you and I were doing election night coverage. We were up pretty late doing election night coverage. Next morning, you got up bright and early to do the show, as you always do. And about mid-morning, I got a random phone call from Washington, D.C., and it was there's a political consultant, and it says, hey, I understand you're the guy who was, you know, who primary checked grass. I said, yes, I am. And he goes, I just recently found out that you're in the Pensacola area. Is that true? And I was like, yes, I am. And he goes, isn't that Matt Gaetz district? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we are looking for somebody to primary Matt Gaetz. And there's a lot of Republicans here who do not like him and want him out, and nobody likes, he doesn't like to play with anybody, and nobody likes to play with him, and they're ready for him to be out, and we're looking for somebody to primary him. We think you have the name recognition that might actually be able to challenge him, and we'll fund it, and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what? I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But they gave he gave me kind of a laundry list of reasons why they felt like he needed to go. And I told him up front that, like, actually, I think Matt Gaetz's politics are pretty on point, especially for the constituents in this area.
Right.
He just may not deliver those politics in the best way. And I think, what the problem is. And he went into, well, we're concerned with his ethics situation. I said, well, it's looking like that's just going to get dropped, you know. And he goes, well, just because it's going to get dropped doesn't mean it didn't happen. We want him gone. And also, I ended up taking I said, give me some time. I obviously got 2 years before the next election. So
right.
I said, give me some time. Let me see what let me fill out what the constituents are feeling, if the constituents are done with him as well. I confided in a few close friends who are involved with the political process and the panhandle.
Hey, Bobby, hang on for me for just a second, because I want to give you, want to let you finish the story, but we're talking to Bobby Rossi, former host of the Pensacola Right Now, the afternoon show here on News Radio, about how he was basically approached after the November election last year to primary run as a Republican against Matt Gaetz in the primary because they were frustrated with him in D.C., and then he's in the middle of telling the story. I'll get to it in a second. Candy's got traffic on the five.
They didn't ask about the girl who brought pizza that night?
I'm ashamed. I'm just kidding. I 110 northbound ramp. I'm just kidding. I love you, Bobby. I 110 northbound ramp at airport showing an accident. So use caution around that area, certainly. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to Bobby Rossi, who's telling us this drama about how a political consultant tried to get him to run against Matt Gaetz last time. Well, this... now, basically, coming up next year after the November election. Go ahead. You were in the middle of saying you were thinking about it, talking with some friends. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I talked to some friends in the area who are connected to the political process and everything, and just asked them to put feelers out there for, you know, how are constituents feeling about Matt Gaetz? And during that 2 months, I ended up getting so many other phone calls from other political consultants who heard that I might primary him, and they were all, I can raise this amount of funds, I can do this, and we've got this, the party might even endorse you outright, which they never do against an incumbent. They always endorse the incumbent,
right,
even though they don't like it. And so there's a lot of things like, wow, they're really pushing to get rid of him. But after about 2 months of research, I found that the majority of, at least Republicans in the panhandle, still support Matt Gaetz and still like him. And remember, he won in a pretty big landslide in November, too. So
right.
I after a bit, I'm like, look, D.C. may not like him. The Republican Party may not like him. But the constituents still do. So they're going to keep voting him in. Is what I finally determined. So,
yeah, and that's, you know, we did a very unscientific text poll yesterday, came out 70-30 pro Matt. That didn't surprise me in the least. If anything, it surprised me it was a little lower than I thought it was going to be for support for him right now. And yeah, you didn't tell me that you were thinking about this at the time, which is fine, obviously, but I thought it was, you know, your assessment is exactly what my assessment would have been. That is a pointless enterprise and a waste of a lot of money because the area is going to send Matt back as long as he keeps asking. And that's all there is to it. So I think it's fascinating. Yeah. The reason I wanted to tell this story this morning, because Matt's so much in the news and because the party, you know, at the national level may try to kick him out of the House of Representatives. And it sort of shows the mindset to me of the folks in D.C., you know, towards Matt and, you know, what they think of him and that he won't play ball with them the way they want and that, you know, they are willing to go to almost any length to eliminate him as a roadblock to what they want to accomplish, which is interesting. You know, now you take that for what you will. Like, does that mean he's a better because he's got that power? Does that mean he's bad because he's out with the party? I don't know. But you know, I wanted to have you tell that story. Anything else about it, Bobby, that you want people to know? Because I think it's a fascinating story.
Well, I think the key is, like, there's an article that came out in the New York Post over the weekend about them trying to oust him, and some lawmakers, it's an anonymous lawmaker, was quoted as saying, nobody here likes him. We believe he's a man without morals. That was almost verbatim of what I was told is that exact thing. And what I think is interesting is here right after November, I was getting a call, and I'm probably not the only one, right? So this is, I was getting a call, and these were the things I'm being told, and that was done in private, in quiet, right? Now it's reached a fervor pitch in just 8-9 months, where now what was being said privately behind doors in private conversations with potential primary candidates. Now they're like, oh, so frustrated, they're going to the newspaper reporters and just saying it now.
Right.
So I think that's kind of interesting. It's just in 9 months since the election, there's already, like, what was happening privately, quietly, you know, in conversations is now like, you know what, we're going to let the world know this is how we feel about this guy. And I think that's kind of an interesting little adjustment that's happened over the past year.
It is. It is. Hey, Bobby, I just want to say thanks for getting up early. I know it's not your favorite time slot, but thank you for getting up early and sharing the story. That's why I wanted to have you on, because I didn't want to just tell it. I wanted you to tell it in your voice and for people to hear it from you. But as always, Bobby Rossi, who used to host the Pensacola Right Now and still works with the station as program director and oversees a lot of things that we do all the time. So he has not gone. He's just not on the air as much. Bobby, thanks so much for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good morning.
You bet. 6:51 here.